Wake up with Two Chicks and a Mic on 92.9 The Beat.
I will never go on a cruise.
What?
I
Why?
I don't care. One, I hate throwing up. And it seems like every time I watch the news, there is something about how, like, the stomach bug got a hold of some cruise. Two, I'm not drowning. I can swim, but I'm also very lazy. So I would look like a meal to a shark or something like that, because here's going to be this fat person just
flown
away.
Oh my gosh, but you're missing out though. There's so much fun. There's music and food and drinks.
No, girl.
I'm right there with you. I have no interest in going on a cruise. It seems like one giant floating petri dish to me. Like, Amber, you're talking about the food. Like,
it's
a buffet.
Amazing.
I don't want to touch the food that all those people have been touching.
They've got like gourmet and nice restaurants, and then they sit you with strangers. So, which in this times obviously wouldn't be good, but that was a great way to get to meet people, and you would make friends on the cruise ship, and there's live music. Like, they are so much fun.
I've watched Titanic a lot.
It's going down.
Yeah, we know how that turned out.
I'd be Rose, not letting anybody on that door.
On that door?
He could have fit, yep. Okay? Oh. There was room for both of them.
Don't get me started.
He's always irritated, and he's always angry. 92.9 The Beat's Millennial Madness with our engineer, Corbin.
Amber, when was the last time you used a napkin?
You know what? I'm actually a big napkin person. I don't think we're killing them.
I always use paper towels. 56% of millennials say they bought napkins within the last 6 months.
Oh, wait
months.
A second. Napkins are different. So never mind. I take that back.
There's napkins and there's paper towels.
Spoken like a true millennial.
Yeah, Amber doesn't even know what a napkin is. We're all using paper towels because they're so multifunctional. You know, it's a napkin. It's a paper towel. It's a plate if you want it to be.
I like using paper towels.
So you're okay with the napkin industry going away because of paper towels?
Well, you know what? Y'all are killing everything as far as I can see so far. But, you know, you need to remember whenever you use a napkin or you use a paper towel, the thing of it is we're still cutting down trees and we're taking trees and we're turning them into napkins and paper and paper straws. That is the stupidest thing I have ever heard of. Where's the plastic?
Yeah, well, you know?
We're saving the turtles.
Straws. We're saving the turtles.
Oh, you know what? You take that turtle and you make it into turtle soup. That's right.
I don't know if
it
that's very PC.
It is the circle of life, guys.
Everyone's using steel straws now. Have you heard that? Local businesses in Springfield using steel straws?
That's okay. And the reason why that's okay is because it is capitalism. Capitalism 101 right there, okay? Sell those things, guys. God love you.
And now, 92.9 The Beat's Millennial Word of the Week.
Salty.
Salty?
Yes.
To me, salty is, you know, whenever something kind of tastes bland, you put a little salt on
right.
it. To me, that's salty.
Okay.
Am I right?
No.
Oh, no. Of course, we would want Rita fine words now.
Salty, let me use it in a sentence for you. Lauren, stop being so salty. It's when somebody's upset or angry about something.
Well, why is it with you millennials? I mean, you know what? People have the right. If you're having a bad day, you know, yes, you can not be happy. And you can express your not happiness.
That's true. But that's why we say, instead of saying like, oh, you're angry. Oh, you're sad. Oh, you're salty.
Oh my. We would hate to hurt somebody's feelings. So,
saying it's okay to be salty.
Yes, be salty. Be salty. You know, I wake up salty every day. Yes.
All right. So you're on board with the whole salty word.
No, I'm not on board with the whole salty word. You all taking a word and redefined it. I don't like it.
92.9 The Beat's Millennial Madness with our engineer, Corbin.
I cannot believe what some people will do for fast food. This is something I'm seeing more and more of in my daily commute, and maybe you've seen it too. Why all of a sudden is there this crazy traffic at the drive-thrus?
Oh, yes.
Have you seen the lines?
Yes, I totally agree with you. There really has been an increase in that.
Yeah, more and more I'm seeing these lines at fast food places that go out into the road. I don't know if it's because dining rooms are closed. Maybe it's back to school, back to work. I don't know. But I cannot tell you how many times recently I've been at the light headed south on Campbell and I get stuck right there at the light by Chick-fil-A. And suddenly, right in front of me, the intersection is all backed up because one person wanted in the fast food line, but the line was full. I shouldn't have to tell you this, but You can't just wait in the middle of the road. If the line at the fast food place is so full that you can't get in, maybe just don't go to that drive-thru, huh? Yeah. Start packing a lunch or something. Try a different place. Like, it is driving me crazy. I wish I had busted out my phone. I wanted to take a picture of this so bad. Just the ridiculousness of the line. Because the people they're trying to turn into Chick-fil-A, which I know Chick-fil-A is crazy as is, but right now especially, it's been extra crazy. Mm-hmm. Because one person tries to get in and they're hanging out a little bit, and then a second person comes along. So there's this line waiting to get into Chick-fil-A, but then there's a line of cars behind them who don't want anything to do with Chick-fil-A. They're just stuck behind these people who are creating this line.
Yes.
That is so dangerous. Like, you can't do
that. And it's rude. Cody is, you know, a truck driver, and he encounters this all the time, especially at that Chick-fil-A that you were talking about. It's always Chick-fil-A, man.
Yeah.
But it was like a line of traffic that he got caught in, and he's got, you know, places to be and things to deliver. So it really even gets in the way of his job, because people are waiting in line for Chick-fil-A in the middle of the road. Like, you cannot do that. Like, if you can't fit, get different fast food.
Exactly.
How about it?
Just no. This is an accident waiting to happen. It's going to cause a chain reaction, and all over fast food. Maybe just think about your life choices or something. Am I crazy?
This month in parks with the Springfield Green County Park Board on 92.9 The Beat.
Good morning, Diana. This year is flying by, but yet it's going so slow at the same time. How does that happen?
How is even September?
I know.
I don't know. I think, like, the whole pandemic has us all in a whirlwind of, like, losing track of time.
Yeah.
I feel like
things are weird.
Well, we've got still some cool stuff, even in the weirdness, with parks happening the month of September.
Yeah.
So it is actually the last chance to go swimming outdoors in our outdoor pool at Fast Night. So this weekend is the last weekend. It's open from 1 to 6:30. Make sure you get your swim on before we close it for the season. We close it on the 7th. We are open Labor Day.
Okay.
And then right after Labor Day, it's so exciting, we have dog swim.
Yes, I love that you guys do this.
Yes. Okay, so no humans in the pool and for obvious reasons, but the obvious reason the public may not know. We stop chlorinating the water, so it's better for the dogs. It is a cool opportunity for the dogs to go swim in the water. If you have a water dog, like, don't miss this. It's so much fun. Pre-registration is required, though, so you have to register by September 7th, and you can register online. We have to make sure you have your updated vaccinations for your dog. Dogs 4 months and older, and it's just $8 for each dog and human pair. And if you want to bring your boyfriend or husband or whoever with you, it's an extra $3.
Oh, that must be so fun for them.
It is so fun. So we have two sessions. We have one from 4 to 5:15, and we have another one from 5:45 to 7. So hurry up and get signed up for dog swim. And then if your kids are driving you nuts, here's a way to get some energy out. We're doing a virtual kidathlon. So we've had this event. We've done it in person for years, and we love this event.
Yeah.
It's like a mini triathlon for kids, and we can't do it in person. So we're encouraging you to do it virtually. So you can do it on your own. It's for kids 5 to 12 years old, and they have the whole month of September to be able to complete that. They get a cool shirt and a medal, and it's just $20 per kid.
So it's on your time.
It's on your own time.
Wow.
So there's indoor pools. They'll even get some passes to swim inside Doling Family Center or Chesterfield Family Center.
Triathlon.
So don't worry about, like, oh, I don't have a pool. We do. So, and we'll help you out with it. And then we have some youth adventure days that are going to be, well, an adventure day, September 19th on Saturday for kids 11 to 14 years old. We're going to Stockton Lake State Park, where kids can have a chance to go and hike and paddle and have a lot of fun. But there is a limit to only 9 kids. So if you need your kid out of the house and just need a mental break on a Saturday, and your kid's 11 to 14, sign up for this. They're going to love it. My kids have done some of these outdoor days, and they love them. And then two more cool things. We have a ladies' night at the skate park. So it's a chance for all the ladies. You know, a lot of times, like, guys are the ones who do the skateboarding, but you'd be surprised at the number of ladies that like to roller skate or rollerblade or BMX biting. Yeah, come on out and you can do some tricks and jumps and no, you don't have to do that.
I don't know about that. Yeah.
It's all levels, all abilities. It's just $5 to get in, and it's from 5 to 9 on Monday, September 21st. And then Sequoia Park is having a night at the park with our outdoor staff as well, where you can explore kind of it after dark. We have the cave out there where a lot of times you'll be able to see the gray bats. And that's Friday, September 18th. It's free from 7 to 9 p.m. It's for anybody basically 4 and up. So we'll have kind of some bat education happening. And can I do a quick t-shirt plug?
Go for it.
If you didn't know, we have Sequoia Park t-shirts.
Yes.
They're in limited supply, but you can pick them up if you love Sequoia Park, if that's like your park. We also have a Phelps Grove Park and a Springfield Botanical Gardens, and we have a Show Me Your Parks shirt. But those you can get at Lake Springfield Boathouse or the Springfield Botanical Center gift shop. So check that out if you love Sequoia.
Yeah, I do love Sequoia. I love that shirt design, and I'll have to go swing by and pick one up.
Yeah, and you'll have to show up to the bat education night wearing your Sequoia shirt.
Yeah, I've always wanted to do that too, the bat education night. So very cool. That's a look at September, and we'll see you again in October. Where do we find out more?
All the information is online at parkboard.org/this month. So much and more.
Happy fall, y'all.
This month in parks with the Springfield Green County Park Board on 92.9 The Beat.